This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, Bucks and Pucks, Jim, and I love it. I love the times of the year in the calendar where you could have Bucks and Pucks when it's not football season. You got hockey. When the weather's getting warmer, you know the hockey games are more important. It always, you know, when you're watching hockey games in shorts, you know that they're of a lot of importance here in town. At first, we had a baseball game, though, yesterday, hence the Bucks and Pucks. And so that happened. And early on in that baseball game, you're thinking, well, the Pirates, maybe they can win a series against the Padres. And obviously, the Padres without a pretty high price piece for this series. But still, you get a series win against the Padres, you think you can. And then this happened pretty early.
Another 1-2. And a swing and a fly ball hit right down the line and left. And this one, plenty of distance. Home run for Machado. And that makes it 3-0 San Diego on Machado's third home run of the year.
Yeah, Mitch Keller gave it up, and Mitch Keller was just not very good again, and they kind of made him wear one. He was going to have to. He was going to have to give a little length out there last night or yesterday because they had used the bullpen and taxed the bullpen some before. He goes 3 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, all earned. 3 walks, 1 strikeout in that home run you heard, and his ERA now sits at 8.74. Tell me, Mitch.
Kind of off what you were saying, Mitch, do you feel like you're pitching better than the results you're getting? And what is your confidence at right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still really confident in myself. It's just kind of one of those games where I made a few mistakes and they took advantage. And then I made 3 or 4 good pitches and they hit some doubles down the line where that wasn't happening. I mean, just kind of tip your cap late barrels. I think I gave up 2 doubles down the line. I haven't given up 2 doubles down the line in a while. So it's just all in all, just a kind of just a bad start. But I'm still confident in myself. I mean, I was all around the zone where I wanted to be. I was throwing pitches where I wanted to. Just first inning, just had some bad pitches there.
I don't want to say I'm tired of hearing it, but I'm kind of tired of hearing it. And I really like Mitch Keller, but he's 25 years old now. And Mitch Keller's handed the ball, and he's supposed to be better for this team. And again, I say this just about every day. We're not going to have a referendum on all 162 Pirate games. You just can't do that, and especially in a year in which they're doing what they're trying to do, which is hit rock bottom and rebuild, or at least kind of bottom out a little and pull some pieces together and identify things that can help them moving forward. Well, it doesn't matter what the pieces are around him, Jim, and it doesn't matter what the state of the union is, so to speak. Mitch Keller is supposed to have success independent of all those other factors. He's supposed to have success. And what's marked his career at this point right now, as he has a bad one against Chicago and then a good one against Chicago and then a bad one against San Diego, is that's what's marked his career. 2 bad ones, a good one. 2 bad ones, a good one. And now he arrives at an ERA at 8.74. He's given up 16 hits in 11 innings. He's given up a couple home runs. He's walked 8 people in those 11 innings. It's a lack of being able to find some sort of continuity in a stretch where he has success.
And it happens right away in games, first innings. What did he give up? In his first start, he gave up 2. In his second start, he walked the leadoff guy, gave up a run, and then didn't give up anything else through 5 innings. That was his good one. And then yesterday, and this is San Diego, and they got some hitters, but they don't have Tatis, and Will Myers didn't play either.
Correct.
So that's 2 of your top 4 hitters. Or maybe 5 in the batting order. That's 2 of your top 5 at least, right? And he still had all sorts of trouble. You know, there was a little bit of that was later in the game. The first inning, though, everything that was hit against him except for a fly ball where everything was absolutely tattooed.
The missiles, yeah.
And even two of the outs were line drive outs. It's just, you know, it's the same old, because it's the same and it's getting old. And I don't know how it's going to get any better, because what should be happening with Mitch Keller?
Every fifth day you should be able to count on Mitch Keller giving you a good outing, and who cares? Right. Who knows what's going to happen with the other four guys?
He should be losing games 2-1, yes. 3-2, maybe 4-3, you know, that kind of stuff, where he should be pitching well enough to give his team a chance to win. But you know what? They're the Pirates, and they just don't have that many players, that many hitters, and so they're not going to be able to give him run support. But he's putting his teammates in a hole.
I just wish I could understand it a little better with Mitch Keller. I just can't. You know, he should be Chris Paddock. He should be the guy he faced. Why can't that be Mitch Keller, at least what it's been billed to us? I'm not going to give up on Mitch Keller, believe me. Believe me. But he's facing a guy in Paddock that goes out there and goes five innings pitch, gives up five hits, just an earned run, you know, struck out four. That should be Mitch Keller's outing, even against San Diego. I'm not ready to give up on him, believe me. But we've been here's why I have heightened expectations. Because everybody has told me I should. Back to the old management team and Charrington. The old management team made him an untouchable in a trade. He was somebody we had to keep. He could not be involved in it. It was going to be Mitch Keller. It was going to be, you know, Glasnow. One of those guys they were going to keep. That was fact moving forward. We had to keep one of those guys. We can't get rid of everybody. Somebody's got to stick around. And they kind of chose Mitch Keller to be that guy. And he really hasn't lived up to it. And I'm not saying he's not working in between starts to try to find it, but it has to click sometimes, or people are going to say, hey, those things that were even – we knew were bad – but we knew the team in totality was bad, but the things that we were going to extract from those bad times of positivity to move forward, though, even those aren't good. We know, like Ke'Bryan Hayes, no matter what happens with this team when he comes back, there's an expectation he's supposed to field the ball remarkably like Brooks Robinson, and he's supposed to hit pretty well, even if they lose 115 games. He's supposed to produce.
And he will, I would guess.
But that was the expectation with Mitch Keller going into this year.
Yeah, and you know who else told us that he was going to be really good? Were guys like Tyone.
Correct.
And Trevor Williams and Brault, you know, all those guys that, you know, the other pitchers, I think Cole even, when Keller was first in the organization, would talk about him. The older guys would love watching the younger guys in spring training and would love seeing him get an inning here or there. And I just wonder, and this regime has only been in for 2 years, and last year that was just a bad year for everything. But it hasn't gotten any different for Mitch Keller, no matter whether it was Ray Searidge and his guys or Oscar Marin and his guys.
Or there's nobody in the stands, or there's fans in the stands, or you're quarantined, or yeah. You're not. It's just, no matter the variables, the one variable has remained for Mitch Keller. It's one good start, two bad ones. One good start, two bad ones. And it's not good enough.
Well, you guys would ask me the last few years, well, how's Mitch Keller look? And this is when I'd be down at spring training, and I'd be, because that's what it always looks like. It's just like I tried to figure out. You can see the raw stuff that's there, and yet in terms of game performance, I was always underwhelmed by him.
Yeah.
And then at the end of last season, though, those last two starts, you know, he's Johnny Vandermeer not allowing any hits. And you're thinking, all right, here we go. You know, let's get to 2021 and a fresh start and everything else. And he's back to where he was.
I just don't know what's going to make it click. What's going to make
either.
It just say, oh, all of a sudden he's going to hit a streak of six games where he's good. Because we haven't seen that from him. But everybody's told us he's supposed to.
And it's got to be messing with his mind. He says he's confident, but I don't know.
I agree with you there, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.